Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless that be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And I'm ruthless like Rusev. Move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the bad guy. Yeah.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Yes, the show that put more asses in a seat, just like Bernie Sanders. The show that gives Donald Trump a run for his money. How's it going? Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by our co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey. Hey, wrestling fans.
Hey. What a interesting week in the world of wrestling and boxing. And we have for us our special guest. He's Ring of Honor wrestler, Bear City Bruiser.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey. It's all good. Yes. Who did you idolized in the wrestling business before going into the wrestling business?
I always looked up to guys like Bruiser Brody, Mick Foley, Tommy Dreamer, Terry Bam Bam Gordy. So those are my guys when I was growing up.
Yes, they definitely hardcore legends.
Yes, for sure.
And were you trained by Harley Race?
Yeah, I originally started in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, training under a guy named Trevor Adonis. Then a couple years into my career, I moved to Missouri and attended the Harley Race Wrestling Academy for about 4 years, and trained under the king himself.
You was definitely doing that time working with Curtis Axel and Ted DiBiase also doing since they associated with the Harley Race World League Wrestling.
Yep. In fact, I had Curtis Axel's first professional wrestling match. It was me and a guy named Brandon Tatum. against Curtis Axel and Ted DiBiase Jr. And it was a lot of fun. He was a bag of nerves, that's for sure. But now he's come a long way, and he's making a name for himself up there in the WWE.
Yes, he's definitely making a name for himself. He's definitely talent. Definitely that WWE can use in the right way. He's all money.
For sure. Yep.
Any memories of your first ever debut match?
When I debuted at a bar called Hog Alley in a small little town of Delafield, Wisconsin. The finish of the match was I took a DDT, and that was the three count. And I remember my mom was there, and when I took the DDT, she started to cry because she thought I was hurt. And I remember a lot of my friends and family were there, and I remember it very, very well.
Yep.
Hey, Bruce, I have a question.
Yeah.
You wrestled Sabu back in 2012, and.
Uh-huh.
You wrestled Sabu before in 2012, correct?
Yes, I did. I've wrestled him a couple times.
How was that wrestling with him? Because he's always been like a hardcore legend. And do you think your style differed from his a lot or just a little bit?
I can brawl with the best of them. And the thing with Sabu is, you know, it was a brawl and stuff like that, and with chairs and whatnot. And I remember... the first time because he doesn't really hit you with the chair, he throws it at you. And I remember getting hit with it, going, oh, that hurt a little bit. I never really had a chair thrown at me. And then I also remember with the matches, I had all the chairs piled up, and I slammed him on top, and then I went up to the top to hit the frog splash, and he moved out of the way, and I landed on all the chairs. So... I'm pretty used to the brawling style. The good thing about my training is I was trained in all the different styles, so I do the catch-as-catch-can, I can do the brawling, I can do the technical.
So which one do you prefer the most?
I prefer the brawling. I like a fight. Yeah. I'm a real good brawler right now in Ring of Honor. Like, all the guys want to wrestle, and I just want to fight.
Yes. What came upon of the Big City Bruisers tag team name?
When I started with Ring of Honor, I disbanded the Bruisers and just kind of went on my own and just using the name as Big City Bruiser. The other guys still wrestle. They do a lot of the local independent stuff. But I'm the only one that keep the name.
Yes, definitely. It definitely fits everything about you.
Yep, I love the drink beer fight.
Any memories of your of working with the Highlanders on WWE Heat?
Actually, that was one of my times up there being an extra for WWE, and I remember talking to those guys and going over, you know, what they wanted to do and stuff, and them both being really. And then after the match was all over, they were real thankful, you know, real humble, real thankful for everything we did, you know, saying they'd repay you the favor sometime and all that. And every time I went back up there to do extra work and they were there, they'd come over and say hi and thank me again. So they're both really cool dudes.
Awesome. And you also worked with Steve Corino also.
Yep. Steve I look at as like not only a friend of mine, but he's a mentor. He's helped me a lot since I was real young in the business. He's given me lots of career advice. He helps me with my matches. He helped me get into Ring of Honor. He was the one that kind of urged me on doing the tryout camp. And now that I'm in Ring of Honor, he's done a lot to help me and to help me establish myself. He's helped a lot with the evolution of the Beer City Bruiser character. And he's a great guy, a great mind for the business. And he's got one of his better matches coming up on June 24th at the Ring of Honor pay-per-view with BJ Whitmer, and that should be a lot of fun to watch.
Awesome. Definitely. You had so much work in Ring of Honor. Was it Red Dragon was one of your toughest opponents to work with?
Yeah. We wrestled them on TV. And the kicks and stuff they do, I mean, I remember when we were getting all ready and stuff, you know, I knew they threw kicks and, you know, they got the martial arts background. But, man, those kicks, when they connect with you, they sting. I remember having a real good match with them. It was a lot of fun. I remember with Kyle O'Reilly putting me in the guillotine choke, you know, actually going out for a little bit, having to fight my way back up. Another real hard fought battle. You know, it was a lot of fun too.
Definitely. Ring of Honor is a good promotion for work rate and all types of wrestling also.
Yeah, I think Ring of Honor is like the best wrestling on the planet. Every guy in that locker room wants to put on the best match on the card, and they show it from the opening match all the way to the main event. Every guy's trying to outdo each other, and I think when you have a locker room like that, it's real positive and want to you know, make their matches great. I think it puts on great wrestling for the fans.
Right.
And they're offering something a little bit different that's out there than mainstream stuff, where you actually get to see the wrestling, not just talking. And I think it's a lot of, you know, I even though I wrestle for them, even if I wasn't wrestling for them, I'd still say they're the best wrestling on the planet right now. Them in New Japan.
Yes, definitely. They put their wrestling first, the commentary, then any others on TV.
Right.
Tommy, do you have anything to ask Beer City?
Yeah.
Yes. How did you come up with that cool name, Beer City Bruiser? That is, is one of the coolest names ever in wrestling.
Well, thank you. When we were thinking of the name, it was at a bar, having a few adult beverages is all good ideas come from. And we want something that showcase. They always tell you, I think Stone Cold's the one that said it, that your gimmick is best when it's like you dialed up to 11. And I made the comment, well, all I do is drink beer and fight. And somebody says, well, yeah. And then I didn't want to be the Bruce City Bruiser because that one, it's a female roller derby team, and two, they'd put me just as a Milwaukee guy, a local guy. I wanted to be a national guy, so that's when I changed it to Beer, and that's how the name came about, Beer City Bruiser. You know, love to drink and love to fight, and that's me times 11.
Wow, the cool story behind that name. Cool story.
Yeah.
I know, you know, you're a big guy and you can move around the ring really, pretty good. And I was just wondering, how you work out? What's your workout regimen? I mean, because you keep you really in shape, and a lot of big guys can't move that, you know, move like you. I mean, Kane is good, but you're better than Kane in the WWE.
Oh, thank you. I do a lot of cardio at the gym. I do some lifting and stuff, and then there's a wrestling school that opened up here in Milwaukee that I'm the head trainer at. It's called the Thumper's Den Wrestling Academy. Frankie the Thumper DeSalco, who owns Bruce City Wrestling, started it. So 3 days a week, I'm at the wrestling school, so I'm doing constant in-ring cardio with the students because I look at it as being a big guy in a company like Ring of Honor. I've got to be able to keep up with everybody, you know. I mean, so those guys have the best cardio. So in between my gym time, I'm also at the camp, honing my skills and doing a lot of in-ring cardio to help training my students. So that's how I keep it up. Yeah. So I'm pretty much in a ring, I'd say, 6 days a week out of the seven.
Wow, that's great. I mean, you actually live in the business, which is pretty good.
What's that?
You actually live and breathe this business, which is pretty good.
Oh yeah, wrestling. I love wrestling. It's given me everything, and I owe it, you know, everything. I met my wife through wrestling. My kids, you know, grew up in the business. Most of my friends are here. Like, if I'm not wrestling, actually wrestling, I'm watching wrestling, or I'm studying tape.
And we love wrestling too at the Wrestling X Factor. And my next question to you is, how you feel about Dana White and UFC? 1 minute he's giving wrestlers compliments, the next minute you call him, you know, saying wrestling is, you know, FAKE. What's your thoughts on Dana White, and do you think he's really sincere about wrestling? Because 1 minute he likes it, the next minute he doesn't like it.
I think Dana White's a smart businessman. You know, he ruffles feathers when he needs to get the attention, and because he's always in the press if you think about it. You know what I mean? They tried the whole thing with McGregor backing out, and it was all a giant ploy. Just it was a media blitz, basically. And now, you know, and him saying that he doesn't like the wrestling and all that, and now all of a sudden Brock's in UFC 200. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he can say what he wants, but he knows that Brock's his money maker, because look what happened when Brock first went to UFC. You know, that they had huge buy rates. And then when they announced Punk, you know, he's all over the media again. So I think he's a great businessman of ruffling feathers of people. It makes people pay attention to the news, and it keeps UFC in front of everybody.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he definitely is the businessman. He's like the Steinbrenner of UFC, and the Jerry Jones of UFC.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your memories of doing the Ring of Honor angle with Silas Young and the boys?
Oh, that was one of my favorite angles in my career. The thing that they did with Silas and Dalton, I thought was a lot of fun. Silas and I are from the same area, and we kind of broke into the business together. But through the last 15 years, we never tagged. And then all of a sudden, Ring of Honor says, "Hey, well, we're going to make you guys a tag team," and it just clicked. Him and I, our styles match. You know, he's the last real man in professional wrestling. You know, and I was brought in to be the only guy in the locker room he likes. And when we did the angle with the boys, it was great because Ring of Honor let us have a lot of creative reign over that. And they'd say, "This is where we want to go with it. You know, what ideas you guys have." And just the pre-tapes we did were amazing. Like Silas showing him how to change a tire. showing them, you know, we had them in the trunk of our car and we'd bring them out and they'd go carry our bags for us. And then the matches that we were having, we had the match with them, with the boys on TV, where if we lost, we were done with Ring of Honor. And it was such a fun match. The Nashville crowd was really into it. And then Dalton and Silas had that fight without honor at Vegas to kind of put an end to the whole feud. And I thought the match lived up to the hype, and it was fantastic.
Definitely was also. And that definitely drove first, I thought they Ring of Honor was going to give y'all the name also of for the blue collar worker or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they haven't given us a name yet, so I'm
right.
Sure they're open to suggestions.
We just hit breaking news. I don't know if this is accurate about former UFC and Bellator fighter Kimbo Slice has passed.
Oh, wow.
I knew he was in the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, they reported in TMZ that he was in the hospital.
What is going on this year? I thought first Muhammad Ali, now UFC, the MMA Bellator fighter.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, Bruce, I have a question. Otis, the passing of Muhammad Ali, you know, who was like one of the great athletes of the 20th century, and you have other athletes like Shaquille O'Neal and other, you know, people from other sports coming into wrestling. Do you think that gives credibility to wrestling more when other athletes come into wrestling and perform, or does it make athletes look kind of bad? Or make wrestling look kind of cheap?
I think it brings some credibility. Wrestling is difficult. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If everybody could do it, they would. And I think having some of those other athletes coming in adds a little bit of respect to our business, because they see how hard it is and they can translate that over to other people, you know, that it's hard. Also, it brings in a whole new market of people. Like when Shaq did the thing with Big Show and all that, that brings over some NBA fans to check out wrestling. When you had Stephen Amell do the thing with Cody Rhodes, you know, that brought over some of the Arrow fans, you know. And I think wrestling, the cool thing about wrestling is there's something for everybody. You know what I mean? You might not like the high flyers, but you like the brawlers. You might not like the brawlers, but you like the divas. You might not like the divas, but you like the hardcore. You know what I mean? And having athletes come over and do that kind of adds credibility, because it's like, here's these, you know, these athletes that have proven themselves in one area of sports coming into wrestling and showing that wrestling's not a joke.
And it actually make MMA and boxing more popular.
Yes, it did.
See, without the wrestling promos, boxers and MMA fighters wouldn't be using ones like Muhammad Ali, idolized Gorgeous George, Freddie Blassie.
Yep. In fact, didn't Freddie Blassie, he was a corner man for Ali a couple times. And then you got, like if you look at UFC now, after every fight, they interview guys, and guys essentially cut a promo, you know, especially when you get up to the belt rankings or guys wanting fights. And I think a lot of that goes back to the wrestling, you know, and
it goes back to the Muhammad Ali who brought the wrestling lingo into a boxing world.
What do you think will fix? Will help the sagging ratings in wrestling? I mean, wrestling is all over social media. I mean, it's covered on ESPN a lot more. It's covered on Fox Sports a lot more, and it's in a lot of newspapers. But the TV ratings, you know, are not what it used to be during the Attitude Era. What do you think wrestling needs to do to bring the ratings back up?
I think they need to go back to 2 hours. I think 3 hours is too long for Monday Night Raw. A lot of stuff happens in 3 hours. And I think if they cut it back to 2 hours or even the 1 hour again, it would get a lot of followers back. You got TV shows like Ring of Honor TV where it's only an hour, a lot more wrestling, a lot less talk, and the viewership goes up. And that's because wrestling fans want to see wrestling. They want to see matches.
Yes, we do.
And I think if you have 3 hours, you don't want to show your whole roster. You know, you want to have it where 1 week you tune in, you see AJ Styles, but the next week you might just see, like, the clips of the week before with him in it, and then you got somebody else on there. And that's why I think, like, people like Ring of Honor Wrestling, because it's only an hour long. You don't see the same people every single time. You're hoping to see, you know, the Young Bucks, and you might have to wait a week. And if you think back to the older days when wrestling was in its heyday, like the Attitude Era of the 80s, all the programs are only about an hour long. And how many times did you ever hear, oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have TV time left. If we don't get to show you the finish, tune in next week. You know, and you as a fan were like, oh, man, I hope I get to see it. And if I don't, I'm definitely going to watch it next week. So I think one of the things to get the ratings up is just cut that hour out of there. Go down to 2 hours. More wrestling, less promos.
Right. Exactly. And leave that important cliffhanger.
Right. And build up to your pay-per-views. Don't take a week to build a pay-per-view.
Right. We all remember what happened to Nitro when they went to 3 hours. Viewers was keep losing interest in it.
Yep, exactly.
Now, what's your opinion of the current women division and the WWE and TNA? I personally think TNA still has a little bit of edge, but WWE has been catching up over the past year or two. What's your opinion?
I don't watch TNA at all, but the women's division in WWE, I'm glad they're switching it back to a women's division, and they're letting women like Becky Lynch, Charlotte, you know, Natty, do what they do and wrestle. It's not all, you know, it's not just supermodels anymore looking good. They're actually getting girls that are trained wrestlers to come in and wrestle. Like, you watch NXT and all those girls are trained wrestlers. They've been on the indies and whatnot, so you get to see them. So when they get called up to NXT, they're actually, you know, they know what they're doing in the ring. Ring of Honor does the Women of Honor stuff that's an internet exclusive, and the cool thing about all that is all these girls are actual trained wrestlers. They're not a Diva Search winner. They're not a model that somebody says, oh, here, go out here and cut a promo, and they don't even know what a promo is. So I think in the future WWE is going to get a lot better with their women's division as long as they keep the focus on the wrestling.
Yes.
I understand.
Yeah, that's the key. And definitely also got to put over the Ring of Honor, Women of Honor. Definitely. They having good views so far.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good matches coming up from this. We just got off a 3-day tour, and there's a match yesterday between Zeta Scott and Crazy Mary Dobson, and it was a fantastic match. I think it's going to hype up the Women of Honor matches. It was fantastic. There's a female wrestler here in Wisconsin named Stacy Shadows, and I think if she can get a shot at one of the bigger companies, she'd make an impact, because I think she's probably the best female wrestler
best women's wrestler I know of to date. And I know she's trying to get in the women's honor right now, and I hope they give her a shot because, you know, women's wrestling, it's on the verge of breaking out.
Right. And definitely Hunter Johnson and the other higher-ups in Ring of Honor definitely know that it's going to be things in store for the fans very soon about the women of honor going to further heights.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job with the women of honor. I think every show that we've had so far, you know, they've had a women of honor match on there. So he's really getting behind this women's push, and he's giving it a big push, which is going to be fun to see what happens in the future.
Right. And definitely it seemed like Ring of Honor, is it possible we could see 30 extra minutes of Ring of Honor to a 90-minute show?
That'd be fun to see if it went to 90 minutes. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's like they give out surprising news every year by year. The company been drawing from leaps to bounds.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things on the horizon for Ring of Honor. It's fun to be a part of the locker room right now. You know, and like I said, every guy in there wants to go out and have the best match on the card. And as a wrestling fan, you know, it's a good time to be watching Ring of Honor because you're going to see all these great guys going out there and putting on some amazing matches.
Awesome. And also, do you like to plug any upcoming shows?
Sure, yeah. Let's see, this Friday, June 10th, I'm on WFNW, which is in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Saturday, July 11th, Ring of Honor's in Hopkins, Minnesota. We're starting Tag Wars, which is a tag team. There's three-way matches that are tag matches. And the winner of those three matches will move on to the next day. And Sunday, we're in Milwaukee, June 12th. And all the finals to see if you can win the Tag Wars. June 17th in West Dallas, Wisconsin for Brew City Wrestling. And then June 24th, the Ring of Honor pay-per-view out of Concord, North Carolina. And the 25th, we have TV tapings. So June is a great month for wrestling fans if you want to see the Beer City Bruiser. And then hit me up on Twitter. It's at BCB Winchester. On Facebook, it's either Beer City Bruiser or Matt Winchester. And go to my Pro Wrestling Tees store. It's prowrestlingtees.com/Beer City Bruiser. Got a bunch of T-shirts for sale there.
Awesome. And possibly that you'll be part of Ring of Honor next pay-per-view, best in the world?
Yep, I should be there. Silas Young's taking on ACH, and I should be in his corner. So we'll see what happens.
Definitely another top pay-per-view for Ring of Honor, best in the world. That been successful each year.
Yeah, and it's like I said, they got the BJ Whitmer versus Steve Corino fight without honor, and just the build up they've had with that match. That match itself is worth the pay per view.
Yes, that's definitely going to be a good one. Also, even with the storyline played off with his son as a as a student to BJ Whitmer, and he couldn't take it. It was so emotional built up that he couldn't take his son being a Whitman boy from Whitman.
Yeah, and then they did the whole stuff now with BJ's and stalking Steve's family, and it's just it's great stuff. It's going to be an old school fight, that's for sure.
Right. Definitely remind me of the Bill Watts Mid-South and UWF days.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Those are some good times.
Also, how was it to work with Hanson and Rowe?
War Machine, they're we had some great matches with them. We had a match in Minnesota. That was the first time South and I tagged together, and Brian Alvarez was saying it was match of the year. We've had a couple other matches with them. We had a match with them in Dallas over WrestleMania weekend, which was real good, and then a match in I believe it was Michigan for TV. That was a lot of fun. I have a feeling that our stuff with War Machine's not over yet, which is good because I love them as opponents. They bring out the best in Silas and I can wrestle them forever. They're just two really, really good opponents for us.
Yes, definitely some tough badasses. And it's an honor for you to be on the Wrestling It Factor Radio. You can come back anytime to the show, Bruiser.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks a lot.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Big City Bruiser. Check him out at Ring of Honor TV and upcoming pay-per-views and upcoming live events. And if you want to listen to this archive, it's right at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio. Or at our Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio Show / It Factor Radio Entertainment. Yeah, this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rollin' rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep 'cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kurt Hennig. And it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. 'Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, 'cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. 'Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev, move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas that fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.